ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead. That's what people are saying about Mike the Bike, who has been fired from Young and Happy. So it's Kale right now. We've already recorded the show, and you're going to hear it in a second. This is just a little quick PSA. Roan's actually out. He already left. He's going to a Kendrick Lamar concert tonight in Philadelphia.
Yesterday.
Well, by the time you're hearing this, yes, he will have already attended the concert. But I wanted to just come on here and let you all know, as listeners who shall not be named, that Mike the Bike, our intern, has been fired. This is the reason he was fired. I heard that he wanted to resign, so I fired him. He talked to Dave, and he told Dave that he couldn't work with Buddha Ben, and basically said that he was going to resign from Young and Happy. And so Dave said, "Let me talk to Caleb and Roan," and he came and talked to us. And so we got ahead of the story by firing him. Sad to some. However, I think this is a turning point for Young and Happy. I think we're getting rid of some dead weight. I think Mike wasn't appreciative of the opportunity he had. Did he turn this into something better for himself? Yes, he probably did. He definitely played the system. And by
definitely
sulking around,
he came in with ulterior motives, as we described in the last episode.
He sulked around until he made it. Classic millennial. We actually are keeping the name. We're keeping the name Mike the Bike for Young and Happy. So he's no longer Mike the Bike. That's Young and Happy's name, and we're going to give that to somebody else that wants to be associated with us because it's a cool name. And we came up with it, and so he doesn't get to keep that, at least in theory. And basically, I mean, my take on it is I'm really disappointed. I think it's a millennial move by Mike. Mike the Millennial is what I'm calling him.
I will say, for anyone out there, if you want a good mold on how to cry your way into a job or cry your way into an internship at a different part of a company that you already have an internship at that you still don't have a full-time job at, this is the way to do it. Because if you cry,
put on a display.
If you cry enough Clinic. And you cause enough scenes and you'd be like sulking and let people pity you for a while, people will start pitying you and people will be like, oh, someone must be being mean to him. But no, in reality, Mike was pushed to work hard. Hopefully he works hard at his new position somewhere else in the company. I don't know where it is. I didn't pay attention. But that's that.
And my personal take is just, you know, it's sad. It's sad to see someone you bring in have to get let go, but it's the reality of life. And I don't want to talk too bad about Mike the Bike because he knows how the dark internet works. And who knows what else he knows and what else he could do. The dark internet's a very scary place. And a route that I just don't want to venture down. So that's that. Mike the Bike is dead to Young and Happy.
And for the people,
we got a good show today. We got a great show today.
Writing in, talking about, you guys need Mike the Bike. He does a lot. Let me paint a picture for you guys. Mike the Bike does nothing. We have a little picture we put out in the morning that says Happy Burst. He does that. I have like four other graphic designers who do them better than him and literally emulate his style in like 8 seconds. We're able to find the font he uses. And if you guys are looking for someone who doesn't know how to read or talk and can perform a rap, we can find like homeless people in New York who can do that. So there's Mike the Bike.
Bitter Buddha Ben today, a little bit.
Jersey Day was canceled.
So a lot of things that happened today.
This is a big day for me.
Are you hiring?
Yes.
Do you know where to find and post?
No.
Are you hiring?
Yes.
Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates?
No.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
ZipRecruiter.
Yes.
How's that sound?
That's the answer I've been looking for.
That's a good branding, ZipRecruiter.
Yeah.
Sounds zippy.
Zip's just a... Z's a fun letter, Zip's a fun word.
ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then, their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
Yes.
And that's why ZipRecruiter is different. It's not just the cool name. Unlike any other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates to find you. It finds them. In fact, Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes.
Yes.
All sizes.
Yes.
To find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free.
Hold up.
For free.
Are you serious?
For free.
So let me tell these people that they should stop playing, start a business, empower yourself, empower your community, hire someone that you know. No, better yet, hire someone off ZipRecruiter because that's the best way to find people.
ZipRecruiter.com.
ZipRecruiter.com.
Slash Caleb. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb, C-A-L-E-B. That's one more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb.
Caleb.
This is Young and Happy.
Caleb.
Just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wild way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Yo, Young and Happy.
Welcome back.
Welcome. And we back.
And we back. And we back. And we back.
And we're back. Young and Happy, we're back.
We're back in a sweaty studio. I named the studio the Sweaty Studio because it's the sweatiest and the hottest.
It has smelled very bad in New York City over the last few days.
I like how you said that. It really emphasized your awareness to tone and cadence.
I have been in the subway, and I find that it often smells like either body odor or baking throw-up.
Oh. Is that a subway brag? Are you trying to brag you have enough money to afford the subway?
No, I hop the rails, brother.
So you're a bad, bad man with subway type money.
That's a fact. I spend my subway money not on the subway, but at a subway.
$5 footlong. Get yours for free at ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah, $5 footlongs have been discontinued, unfortunately.
For real?
Yeah, like you can't get a $5 footlong anymore.
Yeah, maybe you can't.
You haven't been going to Subway. You probably have been.
Boy, I be in Subway every day.
You're probably a Quiznos.
I've been eating Subway every single day.
Getting toasted.
Nah, bro. I'm in there. I go to Chipotle, and then I walk in there. I'm like, this is not Subway. This is too expensive. And I walk next door to Subway.
Okay.
And I just get an Italiano.
Okay. I fear that.
God, I wasn't trying to make you scared, dude.
I'm frightened right now.
It's a music podcast. A music podcast.
Speaking of, I have a question that I saw in a headline today. The question is, Despacito, classic summer hit, or the new Mambo No. 5?
Mambo No. 5. Mambo No. 5 is one of the best songs of all time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Yes.
Weird comparison.
Well, did you know that Despacito right now is the most streamed song of all time?
Wait, it's new. What do you mean, like, in this like short amount of time, like
it is
the average amount of times it's streamed in a day?
It has been the most streamed song of all time already. 4.62 billion plays. Despacito has been the number one for 10 weeks in the United States, 9 weeks in the UK and Australia, and it's been number one in Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Colombia. Every single letter of country, Despacito has been number one.
A lot of those are Spanish-speaking?
Luxembourg, Malaysia,
Luxembourg,
Netherlands. It's anywhere where language is spoken. Despacito's number one.
A dope name. Yeah, sick, dude. Justin Bieber's super out here with his Spanish.
Yo, I'm gonna put you on skates again. It's not originally a Justin Bieber song.
No.
Justin Bieber is on the remix. The version that you know is a Justin Bieber remix. The song is actually by Luis Fonsi.
Luis
and Daddy Yankee.
And Daddy Yankee?
Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
Yeah,
what does Daddy Yankee sing? Gasolina?
Yeah, but more importantly, Despacito now. This is his number one
Gasolina hit. Gasolina was hella relevant to me and influential.
Why?
I was based my whole freaking beginning of my high school years on the song Gasolina.
Because you were working at a gas station?
No, it's just...
Wait, in North Carolina, did you pump your own gas?
Yeah.
In Jersey, you don't pump your own gas.
Hey, listen, man. You grow up where I grew up, no one pumps your gas for you. You got to pump your own gas.
That's Philly, too, brother. Blue collar.
That's why me and you are successful, and Ben is not. Are you from New Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. I learned how to pump gas when I was like.
Dude, you do not strike me as a 18. Jersey. As I thought you were from Pittsburgh.
I lived in Pittsburgh after Jersey for like 5 years.
You strike me as a Pittsburgh guy. You have a Pittsburgh vibe more than a New Jersey vibe.
I think you have a Jersey vibe, too.
I like that, too.
He does have a little bit of a Guido in him.
I don't think I did.
Six-pack abs. Looking like you're about to hit the beach.
You look like Ronnie from Jersey Shore. So Despacito is blowing up.
Shout out to Justin Bieber. Can we get a Justin Bieber ad lib? And does he have a Justin Bieber? And does Justin Bieber have an ad lib he goes with? Ooh,
yeah. Yo, speaking of ad libs, I'm going to the Travis Scott, what's it called, show tonight? Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar show tonight.
Last night.
I was just at it.
And How was it?
I want to tell you a story about it. I ordered a shot, and they're like, how do you want that? I was like, straight up!
Give me the
Travis Scott ad lib.
Straight up! Can you imagine ordering a shot and then being like, can I get that shot on the rocks, please?
That would fuck my joke up.
There's a little sprints of some watermelon juice in there.
You want some watermelon juice? I said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a little Kendrick. Should I hit him with the yeah? You go either way, friend.
I'm a big ad-lib guy and a big Mad Libs guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Big. What's your...
My favorite Mad Lib?
I guess
my favorite Mad Lib genre?
It's different every time. What's your favorite word to fill in when they say noun and Mad Lib?
Should we do a Mad Lib?
Yeah, you have one?
I'll bring one up.
But this is the problem. I'm not good with, like, what's an adjective in that type of thing.
Really?
Like, what is an adverb? Who knows?
That's true.
People think that, like, and this is my least favorite type of person, is a person who thinks you're dumb because you don't know, like, a very specific...
Grammar rule.
And like, oh, you sound ignorant. Or you don't know. Like, dude.
It's like if we based how smart people were on, like, whether they know the rules of baseball.
It's super crazy.
The ninth inning stretch.
Like, I hate anybody who's like, oh, you... grammar correctors are the worst. And I'm not even talking about people on the online.
It's just a way to be elitist, though. It's a way for people
to, like... Which I'm super into, so now I'm conflicted. No, your tweet was so funny this morning.
Which one?
It was like, this is a great story of deceit and conflict.
It was a fight that I saw where a guy engages in a fight with a big fat woman. And she beats the fuck out of him.
Fat dude, and she hit her.
But she mounts him like fucking at the beginning, Nate Diaz, and she's like, "Eat my pussy, bitch."
Yeah, like when he first hit her, I was like, "Oh my god, this is bad. Why is no one stepping in?" And then I just realized that they probably all know that this girl just beats him up every night. He had every right to hit her.
But afterwards, he got turned on by her.
Yeah.
And he like kind of like he starts humping her, and like he can't control his humping, like he's a dog. You have to watch this video. It's on my Twitter. We'll retweet it from the Young and Happy Twitter. It'll be just scroll through at Young and Happy.
We have a whole podcast about that video.
It was everything.
It was most intriguing
footage. I watched it more than once. Did you watch it more than once?
Yes. Back to back times.
So what happens here? I just need to see their dynamic again.
We need to put that on Barstool. We need to blog it. We should write a joint blog.
All right, so we have a Mad Lib. I picked the one called Music Lesson, music podcast. First, adjective.
See, this is where I'm in trouble.
Adjective's a describing word.
Wait, so what do you want to go with? Actually?
Or blueberry flavored?
Blueberry flavored. Is that, that's cool?
I don't know.
That's fine, we'll find out. An amount of time.
It could be either really long or really short, but do not half-ass this and do something in the middle.
No, I think it'd be funny if we did, like, 6 days.
Okay, 6 days. That was half-assed.
A famous celebrity.
Ooh, Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Jenky.
Wait, name.
With a J.
Last name of a... Oh, I'm sorry, a female celebrity.
Ooh.
So wait, does...
Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
And then the last name of a celebrity.
Jenner. Wait. Should we do a new one?
No, different.
Last name of... Who has a good last name? Galifianakis.
That's a good one.
A noun.
A thing. Hammer.
Hammer.
Noun number two.
Ooh.
Table saw.
Table saw.
Noun number three.
Circular saw.
And now number four.
A radial saw.
Part of the body.
Ooh, let me get this one.
Okay.
Let me get this one. Elbow.
Oh.
You didn't think I was going to say that.
Plural noun number one.
Oh, man, how long is this thing? I'm sweating.
What's like a flock
like
of geese?
Three left.
A
gander?
A gander.
Gander.
All right, plural noun number two.
Ooh.
Like what's a murder of crows? A murder.
A profession.
Ooh.
What's...
Well, that's tough. That's a hard one.
How about a nude model?
And the last one, a type of building.
Empire State?
No, that's not a type of building. Type of building.
What does that mean? Capitol building? Skyscraper? House?
Like...
Apartment?
Type of building?
Bungalow.
Ooh, bungalow's a good
man,
word.
Man, with the...
All right,
the
cool.
Dagger.
See the results.
This is Mad Libs by Young and Happy. Next week on Mad Libs.
Come read it.
You want me to read it? What an honor.
Here we
okay,
go.
Okay,
here
all
we
right.
go, boys.
And we're going to do it.
Boys and girls, this is Adam Ferron, once known as the two-time world-defending battle rap champion, will be on the ones and twos reading the Mad Libs.
Every Wednesday when I get home from school, I have a piano lesson. My teacher is a very strict hammer. Her name is Caitlyn Jenner. Our piano is a Steinway Concert table saw, and it has 88 gander.
This doesn't make sense.
This is
all.
Just a sentence. This is a very specific sentence about a piano where they just replaced our words. In any case, it also has a soft pedal and a blueberry-flavored pedal. When I have a lesson, I sit down at the piano circular saw and play for 6 days.
I got to speak up here and voice my opinion. This doesn't make any sense at all.
I do scales to exercise my murder, and then I usually play a minuet by Jean-Sebastian Galifianakis. Teacher says I'm a natural radial saw, but I have a good natural elbow. Perhaps when I get better, I will become a concert nude model and give a recital at Carnegie Bungalow.
Oh, that's a little play on the Carnegie Hall.
Wow, that...
Do you ever get tired of the kids in high school who were like, yeah, I'm going to play at Carnegie Hall?
That was me in high school.
Really?
No. But the only way to get to Carnegie Hall, my friend, is practice. And I like to practice a little thing called patience with myself because I have the next topic right here.
But were you about to tell me about some type of TV show that you've been watching?
You know what? I want to tell you about a TV show I watch every single Tuesday. It's on a network called MTV. And you know what I like about MTV?
It rhymes with ATV.
ATV is my favorite thing to ride, boy. I like to ride around on that ATV.
You ride ATVs, watch MTV, and ride the MTA.
And you've got HPV. Tuesdays on MTV, the epic 30th season of the challenge continues. 30 of the shadiest challengers are fighting over the biggest prize.
Can you clarify what you mean by shady?
I can't believe that shady is
like
the way that... This is they had all the adjectives. I think they might have mad-libbed the adjective of shady in this ad read. 30 of the shadiest challengers are fighting over the biggest
blueberry
prize.
Flavor.
are fighting over the biggest prize in challenge history. I guess you want your challenge contestants to be shady because that makes for good TV. Sneaks. But they're going to get $1 million if they win this. So you better
what?
Be shady if you want to get
after
that,
tax?
That milli. $1 million after tax.
Speaking of tax...
So the Challenge 30 is all new Tuesdays 9, 8 Central, only on MTV. Speaking of tax.
Okay, so we're pulling topics out. First topic, Tax Stone this weekend, Tax Stone podcaster, the Tax Stone podcast, arrested or indicted. He's already in jail for possession of the gun, and now he's indicted for the murder of Troy Ave's bodyguard and shooting Troy Ave.
Podcast game serious.
So bloggers are out here killing rappers?
Podcasters are killing rappers who are like, Troy Ave is like...
Tough.
He's a tough guy.
He is tough. I believe him when he says anything tough, and he is so tough he gets a right to like whistle songs and have like soft sounding hooks because his shit is, he's so tough. Are bloggers tougher than rappers these days?
Are you scared?
I don't think I used to be a rapper. Now I got in the blog game, and it looks like I just got to a tougher profession.
Did you move up in toughness?
I think I did. I used to be a bouncer, then I became a blogger, or then I became a rapper, then I became a blogger. Dude, I've been getting tougher every day.
What are you going to do for your next profession? You're
MMA
freaking,
fight.
A freaking nude concerto pianist?
Yeah, I'm going to have a nude concerto pianist.
Pianist is one of the funniest words of all time, by the way.
Why?
Is that immature?
No, I don't think so. But why is it so funny?
You're like, what's your funniest word? Pianist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Because
it speaks of someone so, like, reputable. A pianist is, like, a very hardworking, smart, reputable person in society. And
who's also creative.
Yeah. And also, penis sounds like penis.
Also, Adrian Broner? Adrian Brody was a pianist.
Harvey Milk?
Adrian Broner showed his penis. Adrian Brody was the pianist.
The penis. That's when I first learned about the word penis, was from that film.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
something to think about going forward.
Definitely props to you. Ben, I know you had another topic for us. It was a good-ass topic.
Well, first, before we leave the tax one, there's...
Wait, rate my take.
I thought it was a great
my
take.
My take on Tax Stone is that penis is a funny word.
There's a clip of him pretty much confessing to how he would murder a rapper.
What'd he say?
He said it on his own podcast, and it was apparently used in the... trial.
I can protect myself as a man, so I'm not thinking about rolling with six goons and all that shit. That's how I be telling people. You failed before you even think you won with me. Mm. Because you thinking you walking up with six dudes is gonna do something to me. When I see you walking up with six dudes, bang, 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 bang.
It's Damien Jr. Gong Marley off this bitch.
Now he just
I'm going to bogle your ass. Because I ain't with it. I ain't with all that six dudes walking up trying to have a conversation with me about nothing. Right. Niggas be having big, black, ugly niggas. I be like, they really think... No, that's for niggas that's pussy. They see motherfuckers walking up and they be like... And let them walk up. Like, oh, I peep motherfuckers, but... Nigga, I peep you, I'm letting you know. I'm going to look right at you. What's up? You good? Before you get up on me. Are you good? Let me know now. Before you even walk in this square, because we're not doing that. That's why I be laughing at rappers. Rappers, I don't care about y'all. I'm going to tell you. Try me. I want the rappers to try me. I do. I ain't going to lie. I want y'all to try me. Try me. Your shooter. The tough nigga in your squad that just came home. Mm-hmm. Tell him, try me. I want to embarrass somebody. And that's why I started bullying Troy Ave. You know what I mean?
Yikes. Well, I think he just said that.
I don't understand how that could be used against him. He just said, try me.
But he also said if someone comes up, bang, 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 bang.
Who knows what that means?
But listen, he also said that if you come up and you want to fist fight him, you're a pussy, and he's going to shoot you. So it turns out that shooting someone isn't pussy, but actually having a fist fight with someone is really what makes a pussy.
Hmm.
That's illuminating.
Are you trying to start a beef with somebody in jail?
Bang, 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 bang.
If he can't have a chance to defend himself, then you're starting a beef with basically a minor.
A bong salesman.
A bong, a bong, bong, bong.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang. What's your favorite guns noise?
Boom, boom, boom. That's not bad.
Pew, pew.
That ain't bad at all. All right, in lighter news, BBC could be launching a new A-list music show with James Corden.
Man, James Corden sucks.
What?
Everyone hates James Corden.
What the fuck did you say?
I don't know anyone that likes James Corden. No one that I respect has any respect for James Corden.
What the fuck did you just say? Get this guy the fuck out of here! Moving along. The weekend...
I take back everything I said. Oh, dude, can I tell you something?
All right.
I have a topic for today.
All right.
And it was... So I've been listening to this new 21 Savage. It's good. Issa. It's good. The whole thing's good. But I have a problem with the song.
Okay.
Okay, it's called Numb. And...
Numb, 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 numb.
I don't know... I have no idea what he's saying. I don't think he does either. And I think people are afraid to address it.
You think...
People are afraid to address it. He has an entire song.
What's it called?
Numb. He just doesn't... This is how I know.
You just said, got in so much trouble, all the teachers had beef with you. That's for me hearing between your talk,
listen,
your words.
Dude. The chorus, not only does it not make sense what he's saying, but anytime you're like, okay, let me think about what it could be saying, then he changes what he says, but he's saying the same thing again. So he's repeating himself.
None the pain with the money, none the pain with the money, none the pain with the money, none the pain with the...
All right, so I just pulled
thought,
up... Wait, I just pulled up...
Don't read me lyrics.
I just pulled up the lyrics. It's I'm reading it right here off. It's the lyrics are numb. First? I'm tired of being what you want me to be, feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. I don't know what you're expecting of me. Put under the pressure of walking in your shoes. It's pretty clear what he's saying. This is the lyrics of... Oh, that's Numb by Linkin Park.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's the wrong Numb. All right, go. I'm sorry.
I think he's saying, learn the pain with the money.
And the song is called Numb?
Yeah.
And he's saying, learn the pain with the money.
What do you think he's saying?
Numb the pain with the money. Numb the pain with
numb
the money.
Numb the pain. Okay, so listen. That was dumb by me, but listen, listen, you can't hear what he's saying.
I don't know if I just have really good ears, but I can hear exactly what he's saying.
Now that you said it, I can hear it. But this morning, I was like, what is he saying? Well, I'm glad we talked about it. Now
money,
I can sing
bang with money, no bang with money, none.
All okay. Right, cool. Well, I'm glad. I'm actually glad that I looked dumb there because now I know. I learned something from today's podcast.
I've become so numb, I can feel you there. Damn, I didn't know what those words were. I learned what the Linkin Park lyrics were. So this we've all learned something.
This has been a freaking quality episode.
I am numb to the quality of this episode.
Do you have anything else today?
The Weeknd has made $92 million as his music has gone freemium. In the last 2 years, The Weeknd has made $92 million. We don't even have to really talk about it. Like,
you think it's off promo from our podcast doing the Weeknd update?
I think that's a big part of it. He has definitely seen this spike.
Do we deserve a percentage?
Weeknd, when we see you, just know that Taxstone is not the only one that's taxing. Also, we wanted to expand our scope a little bit here, and we want to start listening to some music we haven't listened to before. So we want to go head-to-head with some bands that we've heard the names of, and maybe we've never just sat down and said, we're going to listen to this song. So we're going to put two bands head-to-head and see which one we like better.
One of them's what, Arcade Fire?
One of them will be Arcade Fire.
Which is like everyone listens to it. I've never heard them.
You've never heard them? You've heard of them?
Of course I've heard of them, but I never listened to Arcade Fire.
I'm pretty sure they're Canadian.
Love Canadians.
Yeah, Canadian indie
Justin
rock
Bieber's
band.
Canadian.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff coming out of Canada. And so who are we going to put them up against?
I'm trying to think of someone that I hear about all the time that I don't listen to. Freaking...
I listened to a Broken Social Scene the other day.
What's that?
Should we put them on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is Broken Social Scheme. Is that what it's called?
Broken Social Scene.
Broken Social Scene. What is it?
Broken Social Scene.
That's it. Broken Social Scene. They're never going to make it with that name.
And
Arcade Fire.
I think the girl from Feist is maybe one of their lyricists. Here's Broken Social Scene. Broken Social Scene.
Okay, I like that. A little vague lyrics. So like I like that out of a rock song.
Here's a little Arcade Fire. Dancing Queen.
Listen,
young and sweet,
listen.
Only 17.
Arcade Fire is fire.
You love Arcade Fire?
I don't know.
All right, should we put another one that doesn't sound like Dancing Queen?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound
like
ABBA rip?
Yeah, because I love that.
get the fuck out of here with those lyrics.
This guy can't be serious. Arcade Fire, you are the wackest band ever. I've heard two songs. One of them you stole, and the other one had the worst, the most pitiful display of lyrics since the guy who beat fucking Roan in that rap battle.
Some boys hate themselves. Others resent their fathers.
Girls, put on a picture on Instagram and waiting for the feedback.
Like, get... Oh, man.
Here's some feedback for you, RK Fire. You suck!
So we're going to go with Broken Social Scene?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like them.
RK Fire, like, the music sounded good, but as soon as they open up their mouths...
You need a ghostwriter, bro.
Yo.
Freaking bring in Quentin.
Why do you talk
bring
like
Tarantino,
this?
Bring in Tarantino. Bring in Miller.
So those are some bands going
I'm glad
head
we did
head.
That. I'm glad we did that, because I've always treated people with respect when they say I like RK Fire. Now I know those people
y'all are full of shit.
Anything.
You guys are fucking full of shit.
God.
Whew. I like RK Fire. Like, that's some shit to say that you just, like, know someone else isn't going to agree with you. Like, or you just want to flex and be
you
like...
You just know no one listens to it.
Like, I have a band. I know a band.
That's the type of band you might wear their t-shirt one time and they're like, yo, what? You got an H&M and you never heard the music? Like, I thought everyone liked Arcade Fire. What's wrong? Why is everyone hating on
me? You don't like Arcade Fire? That sucked. I didn't like that. I wanted to like it. I don't know if all Arcade Fire is bad.
I gave them a hell of a shot.
I feel like that was
a freaking uncontested free throw. I gave them an open shot because I thought they were going to be good. I even gave the Broken Social Scheme a shot. Scene.
Okay, so we'd love for you guys to kick us some bands that you hear their name a lot, but you don't like.
Rappers,
you never have listened to them.
Anything.
Anything like? Yeah, we want to go head to head with some artists. But yeah, that's been Young and Happy.
And also. Shout out all the single mothers.
Yeah, all the single mothers.
All the single mothers. All the single mothers. All the single mothers. All the single mothers.
Single mothers.
y'all been doing the damn thing for a while, and we just want to show you the respect you deserve.
Some people hate their single mothers.
Others like the feedback. Get out of here.
My buddy been texting my phone. You're not my girlfriend.
I
just took a flight with your girlfriend. I been kicking shit with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. All up in my business, she been lurking. I been trying to tell her about it ain't working. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend. Riding through the city, I ain't know that she was with it. She was trying to get with me, so I had to get busy. See, I met her at the Linden. She was trying to buy some Jimmy's and it had like Serena, like she had to play tennis. Ay. Swerving on the corner like she care. She said, can I test you? I'm like, sure. And I got on Gucci like, bruh. Shouting, you gon' have to shake the fur. And I might come ballin' like I'm Stephen Curry. Spade Jam, Bill Murray, Munchies, Oreo, man, Flurry, whoa. I can't even lie, shout a dick, and she pretty work at the Blue Fang, she doing tricks up on it, pole. I ain't even know that's your girlfriend. I'm a pencil like I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm a drug type, Trista Berlin. Why you tryna flirt like you a virgin? I just took a flirt with your girlfriend. I been kicking shit with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. All up in my business, she been lurking. I been trying to tell her about it ain't working. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend. Get out my lane, that candy pain. Took out the brain, I'm at the flame. We not the same, Louis V. Frames. Look where I came from, all the trains. Look at my game, I like King James. I'm making movies just like the Wayne. But what she saying, she wanna rain. Pippin' ain't easy, big daddy came. Baby, I don't even know your name. 100 on the dead like I'm Dane. She wanna take trips to romance. Call me David, I'm the one to blame. I can't even do it, baby, sorry, I can't even lie. Why you tryin' fuck with me, baby, you got another guy. She say, can I come again, maybe, girl, another time. Trump stamp on the bed, what it did, a butterfly. Blowing on that gas from the, I'ma cool. I just hit your girl in my polo pajamas, though. Gotta stay strapped like I'm
Rambo though.
And she thick and she pretty.
Like
Amber Rose.
I just took a flick with your girlfriend. I been kicking shit with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. All up in my business, she been lurking. I been trying to tell her about it ain't working. I think that I'm done with your girlfriend. I just smoked a blunt with your girlfriend.